7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Because it's raining.
They're struggling. So much torque with these cars. It's not easy to drive around here in the wet conditions.
And where are we? We're at the circuit Gilles Villeneuve, of course. Wait, start over. This show isn't starting the way it should. The first thing you say is, hello. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for... the Dubious Goals Committee! That's right. Hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I need to pour the tea. I need to pour it in the cup. Not on the table, Tobe. Oh, and what's that sound I hear? Oh, it's somebody sharpening their claws. Here comes my cat. It's Peppa. Hello, Bingins. Hold on, Peppa. I need to clean up a minor tea spill here. Okay. Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Now we got to drink the tea. Oh, that's good. I'm on the Dahong Pao again today. Because Dahong Pao is awesome. Okay. Alright, Peppa, what are you doing? You want to get in the kitty business pit? You want to watch the race? I mean the qualifying? The race isn't until tomorrow. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, why aren't you and Pippa watching the football? Well, the only reason that we're not watching football is that the only football is on that's on today is USL. And USL is nearly useless to watch. So what we're doing is we're sitting here. Yeah, they get in. Pippa is climbing into the kitty business pit. Hello, hi. And now I can pet up my kitty. Who's a good kitty? You're the best kitty. Except for last night. What was that at 12:47 last night? Yeah, last night I'm sitting here in almost this exact same position when I hear kaboom, crang, splash. Some kind of big crashing noise. So I stand up, I go over... and look in the other room, my cat's just sitting there on the top of the stairs saying, I didn't do jack. Yeah, because you didn't do jack, did you? And then I looked for whatever fell over, and I couldn't find anything. That was the weirdest part. There was this big, god-awful noise. And then I couldn't actually find anything that had fallen over or could have made any kind of smashy, crashy sounds. So Pip is a good baby. Yes, you got away with something last night. So now we're sitting here. The cat's looking at me. You gonna turn around? There, do the turn. You're gonna miss Fernando Alonso. Fernando Alonso is currently on the track. You wanna watch Fernando Alonso? Yeah, okay, my cat is trying to turn. Are you gonna do some kitty business? There we go. Because remember, there's no sleeping in the kitty business pit. There's no sleeping in the kitty business pit.
Sides to the pedal, so your foot can't slip off left or right. But he'll be taking his shoes, those smellies off when he gets in the car. Yeah, I didn't have any fancy like that. I usually should wear my trainers until I got in and then put my race boots on.
Thank you, Ted. We do see actually as the drivers get in, them having the bottom of their boots wiped.
Yeah, they don't want to have slippery boots. And you can't wear wellies in a racing car. You can't wear wellies in a race car, hun, dang it. No, Kitty says no. All right, so in case you're wondering, today is going to have to be an indoor day because it's already 90 degrees American outside. What is that in common sense? I don't know, like 32, 33, 34, something like it's stupid hot. And so nothing's going to happen. Nothing's happening outside today, huh, Peppa? Which is too bad because I kind of want to... I want to go look for owls. I want to go talk to my owl buddies. I want to say, woot, 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 woot. That's the sound they make. Woot, 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 woot. And we're not doing that today. There's going to be no owl conversations, Peppa. Okay, Peppa is now flopped over on her side. She's trying to drive her face into the back of my knee. As she needs my ankles. It's a good kitty. Kitties like to do banky businesses. And I know my kitty does, because you're kitty bazongans. Right. So I slept pretty good, although I woke up a bunch of times and it was all kinds of weirdness. I may have actually slept too well because I woke up and I was kind of sore. My joints were sore. But now I'm good. After being awake for a while and moving around and getting some tea in me, you know, that starts to fix things. Pippa, what are you doing? Pippa's being weird. You got to twist the other way. Go the other direction. There you go. That's good, baby. Right, so I also was sort of feeling, I feel better now. When I started eating, I know what the problem is. I'm out of pepperoni. That's the problem. After I ate, I started feeling weird, like it's kind of sick to my stomach, like what the hell's wrong with me? Kind of like, maybe I ate too much sugar, but I just got up. The only thing I've eaten is waffles. And maple syrup, and no pepperoni, because I ran out of pepperoni and I forgot to get some the last time I was at the store, and maybe I'll go to the store tonight? Oh, I can't. See, here's the problem. The meat counter in the store closes before the store closes. You know, the store now closes at 11, the meat counter closes at something like 7 or 8 p.m. Meaning when it's still light. So I have to go to the store... while the sun is still out, and that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea for today. I was gonna say, I'll just wait till the sun goes down. I'll go to the store and buy some pepperoni. No, I won't, cause I won't be able to sell me any pepperoni. Such a pain. Such a pain, Peppa. I need some pepperoni. I'm going to have to go to the store. The other benefit to going to the store tonight would be Alexis will be there. Alexis, also known as Eyes Girl. She'll be at the store tonight. But is it really worth me going? All I need is pepperoni. Can't think of anything else I need. So it's not like it wouldn't be an efficient shopping trip. It just, you know, just to go there to buy one thing at the cost of gasoline these days. Gasoline is outrageously expensive. I can't imagine how much it costs in Europe. You know, gasoline usually costs four times what it does in France, we got to drive efficiently. We got to drive efficiently, Peppa, just like these guys. Oh, look at these racing car drivers. Okay, in the rain, the best lap at Gilles Villeneuve is 1 minute 36 seconds. Holy cow. That's slow, but it's also fast. I mean, they should be doing that in like a minute and 10, but... Oh well.
Towards a dry race, so generally when that's the case, you don't take too many compromises. It's not like you go for a full wet setup, you know, with these cars. So, you know, obviously there's bits and pieces that you can do, you know, with the tires and pressures and bits and pieces like that. But it's mainly about, you know, usually if you've got a balance in the dry, it tends to work, you know, in the wet as well.
Thank you very much.
Depeche Mode today. I wasn't expecting that. Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode. Wow, I remember when that came out. I'm that old. But what I remember more than anything is the car. The car in the music video. What was it? A little tiny Messerschmitt that Dave gets. No, it's not a Messerschmitt. It's not a Messerschmitt. The Messerschmitt is in Adam's family. It's an Isetta. The car in the Depeche Mode video for Never Let Me Down Again is an Isetta. Yeah. Okay, yeah, just a little bit of car trivia there for you from the dubious car committee. I'm not really a car guy. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tope, how can you say you're not a car guy? All you do is watch racing. We're watching F1 racing while we're listening to Dubious Goals Committee. No, we're not. We're watching cow racing. The cow races haven't even started yet. They're just getting the cows ready. So I'm sitting here prepared to wager on some cows. Because at this cow racetrack, they have parimutuel betting. Parimutuel wagering for my entertainment. So, gotta get me a $2 bet down on one of these cows. Gotta find a fast-looking cow. Oh, like this guy. This is Speed Cow right here, people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know who I'm betting on. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be you. You, Mr. Moo. You bet. You better.
Thank you. danger, you say you better.
The Who, with You Better You Bet. And did somebody say T-Rex in there somewhere?
Now where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
T-Rex? What? When you gotta go, you gotta go. You gotta get the hell out of there. When T-Rex shows up. Especially if Jeff Goldblum starts making bad jokes. See, that's a problem. When the big lizard escapes the cage.
Boy, do I hate being right all the time.
Get the hell out of there.
Robin Hood. Cool. Yeah, so we had to have some T-Rex in there. A little 20th century boy. No, I said 20th century boy, not 20th century cowboy. But we do love our cows. Cows are great. Hooray. So there's been a couple of other things that have been interesting me recently. Not just cows. Not just tea. Although I've got a video I need to watch. While I'm eating my lunch here in a few minutes, I gotta watch the new video from Jianzi Zhaoga. Zhaoga. Because she's doing something with tea. She's a Chinese girl, lives up in the mountains, and she grows tea and all of a bunch of other food, and she cooks and stuff, and every once in a while she does these tea videos where she's picking tea, and then she's withering tea, and then she's rolling tea, and it just makes me want to move to China where all the good tea is so I can learn how to do tea. So I gotta watch that video coming up, but that's not even what I was gonna talk about. I've had some other interests lately. Some other things that have piqued my interest. One is challenge coins. Why don't we have any SDF challenge coins? You know, why don't we have any synth battle challenge coins? Where's Publius? Where's his damn mint? Why am I not minting and guillocheting coins with my Rose engine? Anyway. Yeah, challenge coins. The other thing that's been interesting me lately, it's sort of related because you can use a coin, but it's scratch off lottery tickets. Now, me myself, I will not buy a lottery ticket. You can get them for free. There's no reason to buy any. But every once in a while, I gotta watch videos of people playing scratch off tickets. And I've been watching this one guy who likes to buy the really expensive tickets, $100 scratch off tickets. I always wondered, who would buy this? Who would even spend $20 on a scratch-off ticket? This guy. This guy, he'll buy $1,000 worth of scratch-off tickets and scratch them, and I gotta watch this. I feel compelled to watch this. Like, oh my God, is he gonna win? Is he gonna make any of his money back? These are the types of things that I'm concerned with. These are the things I need to watch. These are the things that we like to talk about here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get some food, so I gots to go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.